I am so glad to see you again. It seems the enemy has retreated for now, and the prince has sent us a message of cheer. Let's see what it says. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Well, thank you, Jesus, that he's going to fight for us. And not only has he sent us a message, he has also sent some refreshments from his own table. Why don't you come help us unload them from the ships, and then we'll refresh ourselves at his table. And to pass the time cheerfully, would you like a story? Hey, Captain Steven, would you mind telling us a story of one of the King's Navy captains?
Sure. How about the story of Captain Joseph Bates? Joseph Bates was born on July 8, 1792 in Rochester, Massachusetts. Back in 1792, George Washington was president. Growing up, Joseph wanted to be a sea captain. On his first sea trip, he was a cabin boy. That trip was the first of many voyages for Bates. He experienced so many exciting adventures at sea. At one point, he was captured by the British Navy and forced to work for them. Eventually, America and Great Britain went to war again, and Bates became a prisoner of war. While a prisoner, he attempted to escape many times. One way that Joseph and about 40 of his fellow prisoners tried to escape was by making a large hole in the side of the ship. They had to be very careful to not be found out. Their only tools were table knives and an iron poker. 18 men were able to escape the first night. Sadly, the next night, two intoxicated men ruined the escape attempt.
What does intoxicated mean?
What does intoxicated mean, you ask? Intoxicated means under the influence of alcohol. Some people use the word drunk. When people drink alcohol, they can't think clearly and many times make unwise decisions. Anyway, these men insisted that they were going to be the first to escape through the hole, even though they hadn't even helped with the project. They made it out, but because they weren't in their right minds, they made lots of noise, and this got the captor's attention. The hole was discovered, and the carpenters soon arrived to fix it. Interestingly enough, Bates and his fellow prisoners borrowed some of the carpenter's tools and soon had a new hole cut into the opposite side of the ship. They were quite industrious. This hole was also found out, and Bates wasn't able to escape. Eventually, the war was over, and Bates was a free man again. He continued his sea adventures and became a captain himself. He witnessed lots of drunkenness, both on board and when they anchored at various ports around the world. He saw firsthand what alcohol did to the other seamen. In Bates' autobiography, he specifically mentions the sadness he felt as he watched a 13-year-old boy become more and more addicted to alcohol. His father worked on the ship with Bates and had brought his son with him. And when the boy wasn't drinking alcohol, he was a great kid. Alcohol really changed him, though. He would do whatever he could do to find some drink, and as a result, did not live to be an old man because of this dreadful habit. Joseph Bates came to the conclusion that he did not want to be like that. He chose not to consume any alcoholic drinks. He states that ceasing to use intoxicating drinks was one of the most important steps that he had ever taken. This didn't happen all at once, but over the course of his life, he eventually dropped all stimulating beverages, including caffeinated drinks. He also encouraged others to choose to not consume any strong drink or stimulating beverages. He decided to raise a temperance society. A society was kind of like a club. Many of the members had also been sea captains and had seen what alcohol did to their seamen. They made a promise together to not drink certain drinks and signed their pledge. Their temperance society became very popular, and soon many men and women cheerfully pledged themselves to stop drinking intoxicating drinks. Temperance societies were soon formed in other towns as well. Then came the Cold Water Army of kids just like you. Children from 4 years and up sang simple songs praising water. You see, Back then, many people drank alcohol when they should have been hydrating with clean, pure water. Joseph Bates went on to do amazing things for God. He played a key role in the formation of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. He was almost 80 years old when he died. During those years, the life expectancy was around 50 to 60 years old. Joseph Bates gives us an excellent example of how to guard our body's gates against things that cloud our judgment. His strong stance against alcohol and his quest to help others is pretty amazing. I hope you'll join myself, Joseph Bates, and so many others who have promised to never drink anything that will mess with our minds and cause us to make choices we would never have made otherwise.
Thank you, Captain Steven. I want to be like Captain Bates and choose to be careful what I put in my body so that I can have a clear mind and make good choices. Well, I think we're all done. Thanks for the help, everyone. I think it's time we head over to the banquet hall to eat. You ready to go? Oh, it sounds like the choir is practicing. Why don't we stop by the choir room on our way to the banquet hall? I'll race you there.
Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well.